This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
So joining us now, Britt Hume, Fox News senior political analyst. Britt, this is a president who is always full of surprises. He could have just slipped off to Davos this evening, but he took that moment and you could tell that he wanted to say this to those reporters that bring it on was the message. What do you think?
Well, it's not the first time that he has said there's no collusion or anything else wrong, including, of course, obstruction of justice. And the fact that he has said this over and over again can lead you in two directions. One is that this is a guy who's protesting too much because the Mueller team is going to find something and he's denying it ahead of time. And the other way of looking at it is he's awfully confident about this and awfully certain and awfully strong and has been from the start. And the fact that he is now apparently on the verge of going to talk to Mr. Mueller or have Mr. Mueller come and talk to him, and he seems eager to do it, suggests that he feels at least that he has nothing to hide. The idea that he's going to be under oath is something that I'm sure his lawyers are very worried about. Not because the president would go in with any intention of lying or covering up, but because any number of these special counsel or independent counsel investigations have resulted in charges that have nothing to do with the matter for which the counsel was appointed to investigate. These are crimes or problems or charges that occurred and growing out of things that happened during the course of the investigation. So here you have the president with a lot at stake going into a situation under oath where, you know, if he slips up, misstates, and of course this president is not phenomenally articulate, he could get himself into trouble. So it'll be interesting to see if indeed he does do this conversation with Special Counsel Mueller under oath.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I remember him saying once not long ago, well, if I could get the same deal that Hillary Clinton got, you know, a holiday discussion, not under oath, not with the lead investigator, because James Comey wasn't in the room when Hillary Clinton was spoken to. And, you know, others who were in the room get immunity, even though they're part of the investigation. You know, he thought that would be a pretty good situation. It would give him equal treatment. If he does go in there under oath, as you say, he opens himself up to an inconsistency that perhaps has been laid down by some of the prior people who were interviewed. But it does look like the focus, just based on who they've been talking to, Britt, appears to be on obstruction of justice and go back to the firing of James Comey and Michael Flynn. So, you know, if that's the case, and a lot of lawyers that we've spoken to on this program, and I know you have too, say that, you know, obstruction of that he has every right to fire James Comey, that obstruction of justice is a pretty tough bar to meet here. So perhaps the president feels, you know, that legally he's on decent ground here.
Well, he certainly has a right to fire the FBI director at any time for any reason. However, if it can be shown that he acted with corrupt motives, that would be the kind of thing you would refer to the House of Representatives for potential impeachment. I doubt that Bob Mueller is interested in trying to bring some kind of an indictment against the president. That would be without precedent and extraordinary. So the question arises is whether the president, you know, in firing Mueller did so for good reason. And everything we've learned about, I say Mueller, I meant Comey.
Yes, Comey.
Everything we've learned about Comey's conduct during the Hillary Clinton investigation and going forward suggests that there was ample reason to act against this guy.
Yeah, what Britt Hume failed to articulate here in terms of the same deal as Hillary Clinton is going into it knowing that there wasn't going to be any prosecution, that the deal was fixed, and it was a fait accompli, and, certainly was not going to even, I'm not even sure, Scott, that she was sworn in and that her testimony at any level could be indictable or she could be charged with even lying to the FBI, because I don't think that they even swore her in. So, yes, I would think that Donald Trump would like that kind of deal. But, You know, I would agree on the face that Donald Trump just going in could there's a lot of landmines to navigate here.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us for the ride, America, on this very independent Bill Martinez Live radio show. Coming at you 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Committed to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. We were just listening to the Brit Hume soundbite with Martha McCallum. Talking about the president, there is something about Donald Trump, as we all know, that wants to shoot from the hip. I think it's very difficult, you know, when you have that kind of style and you're around attorneys or anybody with an auditing mindset that's going to question every I that you dot and every T that you cross. And this could be one of those situations where the president could get himself in trouble. And I think this is what's causing some of the attorneys maybe to turn to drink, you know, anecdotally here, you know, speaking, or metaphorically anyway. I don't know that for a fact, but I got to imagine, you know, you got Trump wanting to be Trump, and, you've got some legal jeopardy that you could get yourself into here and make things worse. But clearly what seems to be going on with the investigation right now is it looks like it's coming to a conclusion or getting to the final laps of this whole event that has cost us upwards of $7 million and counting here. And, we'll see if Mueller's case, will carry the weight and answer the questions that people are looking for. All driven by this surprise that Donald Trump is in the Oval Office and Hillary Clinton is not. And, we get back to the basics. I mean, he won because she wasn't a very good candidate. And even people in her own party agree to that. They got to blame somebody. And that's their story. They're sticking to it. It's got to be the Russians. It's really hard pressing knowing what we know. I mean, we don't have all the obviously there's some secrets that have leaked out. But we don't know the full facts of what's going on and where Mueller's at. So we can only hope that we get to the bottom of this. And truly, if we're interested in blocking Russia from, toying with our election process, I don't believe this is the first time, nor do I believe it will be the last time. It's kind of like what we were talking about yesterday, is that America is antithetical. Its philosophy, everything it represents, is antithetical, absolutely, to the Russians. You know, George Patton understood this. Others in the transition, I think even Truman understood this a little bit, but he was hopeful that through the transition, the Russians would behave. But, as much as Trump needs to be Trump, the Russians are Russians. Putin is Putin, and the beat goes on. So,
nor do I think this isn't anything that we haven't done to
ourselves.
That we haven't participated.
Yeah, sure, exactly.
We even did it to our own ally. We did it in Israel.
Right.
So, and they're our ally. So, it's just, I wish that they would get past, and this is more of a shot at mainstream media. Mm-hmm. I wish they'd get past hyperbole and opinions and just deal in the fact.
Right.
Because right now, if there's nothing there, there's nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
If this ends up that it was nothing, that's not a bad thing.
Right.
That's actually a good thing. So,
well, the mainstream media, you're right, is not doing us any favors because they're not doing their job because it's hard work. You know, to do investigative reporting, it takes time. You got to really dig in. But what has happened with the information age in which we live in, social media, and the unhinged reporting and irresponsible reporting that goes on, it's like it's open the door in such a way that it is bringing down journalism. And, you know, we've had many discussions with, I think, time-honored journalists and how it must grieve them in much the same way that it probably grieves the downline FBI, CIA agents, IRS agents, for example, who are all tainted with this corruption of our government right now. I mean, you know, Scott, this is the thing that is just wiping everybody out. You know, there's going, look, I just want to work. I want to go earn a living for my family. All this crazy political intrigue and palace mystery that's going on. You know, it's who's got time for it? They're worn out. Whether the Russians were there and, you know, Hillary lost. And if you've got the worldview that Hillary was the one for you no matter what, and, you know, no matter what happened with Bernie Sanders or how they manipulated it, but Hillary is who you believed in, and that's the worldview you hold into, there's not going to be any convincing that Donald Trump won the election fair and square. That's just the way it is. You've got a right to your opinion, but, you know, the facts are still the facts, as they say. And, of course, the other thing that is out there is all this, you know, these FBI texts between, you know, Stork and, you know, and I, you know, Peter Stork and Lisa Page. You know, they're now they go, oh, you know, that 5 months of texts are coming down the line. They're starting to discover them. And, you know, and Trey Gowdy here has provided some context. We don't have time. Oh, OK. We're right to the edge of it. OK, for another time, then we'll play that soundbite of Trey Gowdy providing context around the FBI secret society text. I mean, In Trey Gowdy manner, this is why we love Trey Gowdy so much, because he knows how to, you know, get to the point as a former prosecutor. I mean, could you imagine going up against Trey Gowdy? I mean, he is just so good. I mean, he's so gifted.
Maybe in basketball.
Yeah, maybe.
Take
yeah.
him on in basketball.
Yeah, okay. So. Well, yeah, you always want to take on the little guys, you know, being, what are you, 6'4"?
That's why I said basketball. Yeah,
I know, exactly. Well, you know, you want your fair chance to win, right?
That's right. Well, who doesn't stack the odds in their favor, right?
Okay, yes, right. Okay, sure. All right. Okay, I understand. That's okay. It's all right. But yeah, put him in his realm, absolutely. Absolutely stellar. But, you know, of course, you know, as I say, this controversy over these texts. And I was thinking about this, Scott, the other day. How would you like to be the the offended spouses of these two knuckleheads that were having an affair? I mean, constantly. I mean, here you are trying to deal with the fact that your husband or wife had an affair on you. But it's so public that every time you turn the TV on, they're talking about, you know, the two FBI lovers. You know, what it must be like, I was just thinking, I mean, it seems like it could be a rather icy Valentine's Day for the offended spouses. What do you think here?
Well, yeah, I think it's no different than what Melania has to go through or anybody else like that.
With every accusation.
Yeah, every accusation.
And, of course, the media is trying to make something of that, too, that she didn't go to Switzerland with him, and it could be very well because of the latest,
divorce, yeah.
Porn star reveal or whatever, you know. So, I don't know. It's I just got to thinking, it just hit me. I thought, wow, you know, here it is. It's hard enough when you've got problems in a marriage, but when everything has to be so public like this, you know, Matt Lauer definitely going through his episodes, and you know, hey, this is what happens. When you violate your vows, they do mean something. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. We've got more coming up. Eddie Scarry, next.
...of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, folks. Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms. Yee! Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea. Your best defense.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy. They mean something. Bill Martinez, live.
Now I'm just a beggar in the presence of a king. I wish I could bring so much more.
Hey, it's the way that you like me every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, coming to you fresh. Fresh and independent, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. It would seem that after a year in office, a lot of great things that this administration has done, on behalf of Main Street America that not only would I say that the citizens are beginning to appreciate this presidency, but maybe even the media, particularly when it comes to the border wall. Eddie Scarry is with us. Eddie is a media reporter at the Washington Examiner based in Washington, D.C. Eddie, glad you were available to come on and talk about your column here, your article, I should say, about the media's turn a little bit more toward Donald Trump and his border wall.
Yeah, good morning. Happy to be here. There was something that I kind of noticed over the last couple weeks, especially as, you know, immigration has kind of been the talk of the town for the last month. And, you know, if you go back through the campaign and within the national media, there was literally, I think, one person outside of Fox News, the columnist at the Washington Post named Robert Samuelson, who said that the wall was something that could be done. And it probably was a fair trade for to get concessions out of Republicans that Democrats might want. But it was always considered a joke pretty much among everyone else. They actually would, you know, consider it a campaign gimmick, something that was just meant to rile up the crowds at Trump's rallies. But if you look at pieces over the last few days, and also listening just to Democrats, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, they have definitely been saying that this is something they're open to now, and it's a complete 180 from the tone during the campaign.
Well, they resisted the whole concept of a border wall in such a way that it violated some natural principles that are critical to national security. I mean, for 8 years previous, under the previous administration, it's fairly agreed that our national security was compromised. The border wall seemed to represent that. And whenever there was a conversation about it, you know, Democrats, because of their resistance mindset, you know, it'd get ridiculous. Instead of talking about solutions about a border wall, of course, he's not meaning a border wall across areas where you've already got natural terrain borders that are, you know, that are a bit restrictive. There are different things to do, but, you know, they wanted to get caught up and just kind of confuse the issue as opposed to coming up with ideas that were practical to say, okay, hey, this is how this would work. This is how, you know, what this would mean. And, you know, thank God they kind of let go of the issue of, you know, that we'll build the border wall, Mexico will pay for it. Even though Vicente Fox says, hey, that isn't going to happen. There's all kinds of ways to get people to pay for things. You know, I think that Donald Trump, being the deal maker that he is going to find a way to work the math out in such a way that it's advantage America.
Yeah, and that was something else that I wrote about a couple weeks ago, where you were saying about this idea that I think it was, you know, you would read in the media that Trump has pivoted on the wall, or he keeps adjusting his language on the wall. But I always thought that was weird because I listened to the campaign, and I remember him repeatedly saying, going back, I think I found examples going back to February in 2016, where he would say, yeah, it's not a full wall along the entire border. There's places we don't need it. And then in addition to that, he would say there were other measures that have to be taken. We have to have more border agents. We would have the best technology, et cetera. It was never just a wall. And I think that was either they were actually ignorant of that happening and didn't Google it and take a second to look up,
right.
Or it was an attempt to drive some distance between Trump and his base that obviously is very enthusiastic about the wall.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing what they've done is exacerbated the whole immigration issue. I mean, we know the system is broken. There's no doubt about it. You've got the DACA recipients kind of hanging out there in limbo. And this was something that was inherited by the Trump administration. And to qualify it, he put it back on the laps of the legislators where it needed to be to begin with. And so somehow he's the bad guy because he wants to return to the rule of law. And you've got, you know, these, I don't know, political aspiring local mayors and, you know, and legislators who want to think different and create these immigration sanctuaries. where when you break that down, Eddie, I don't see where Main Street America wins on this when you protect people who are here illegally, that commit felonies, that are killing our citizens. And, you know, for some reason, for some other, you know, I don't know, I can't follow their reasoning, the way they try to hold to this to protect illegals who break the law in our country and kill our citizens.
Sure, and this is something I've written about many, many, many times, is that anytime the subject of immigration comes up, the president, despite having low approval numbers, he tends to win these arguments, and the White House tends to win them, because it's just an issue that inherently he's speaking to that a lot of people care about. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what you saw reflected in the shutdown this last weekend. It was, you know, they shut it down. The Democrats, they shut it down because they can't get a deal tying, you know, the Dreamers to the funding the government, and of course the shutdown happens over the weekend. The government's basically shut down as it is, and then Monday they completely cave on the issue. But the other element I think is something deeper here, and something I'm thinking about more and more, is even though it sounds like there's this concession on the wall, there is a little bit of a scam going on here, I think, and it is Democrats and some of their liberal supporters in the media positioning the immigration debate as if it's going to be a one-for-one trade-off. Mm-hmm. The White House keeps saying that they need four things dealt with: DACA, the lottery visa, chain migration, and the wall. Mm-hmm. You have it kind of being framed within the columns in the New York Times, columns in the Washington Post, and Democrats that are coming out talking about this as if, okay, we'll give you the wall, but we're going to we want DACA, and then you don't hear them talk about the other two things.
Yeah, right,
so
exactly.
I think that they're framing it as a one-for-one deal, and I don't think they're going to get away with that. We'll have to see. I think that it's going to be a much more contentious battle than they're framing it as, and we're just going to have to see how that goes in the weeks to come, I guess.
And again, Eddie, this just exacerbates the partisanship, don't you think? I mean, because look at the chain migration issue. You know, that has been problematic. Certainly the whole, the lottery, visa thing is just, especially at this point in time, is just ridiculous. And as you and I talked about, the last time, this, the lottery, visa program is like Russian roulette. I mean, you really don't know what you're getting. You know, you got 50,000 visas going out there to people, you know, hey, they get the golden ticket and, you know, they're here in America. They get a free pass. And, you know, how vetted are they?
Right. And I think, again, that's why the White House and the president just on its face tend to come out on top of these arguments. It's not an issue like abortion, where that's obviously very sensitive, and we're talking, you know, within the country about people that affects, you know, people we know. Mm-hmm. We're talking about people we don't know, we've never met, we've never heard of, and they want to come in. Mm-hmm. That's a whole different issue, and it creates a very clear line about what we're talking about. I don't want to put it this way, but it is kind of an us versus them mentality. Mm-hmm. And people want to know that they are being put first in their own country, as opposed to thinking about who wants to come here from elsewhere.
Well, it would seem now, Eddie, that the whole DACA recipient issue, there's not going to be a clean bill, sole standing. It has unfortunately become a bargaining chip, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's something that Republicans need to keep thinking about. You know, this idea when you have the Durbin and Graham bill coming forward, the Democrats actually got everything they wanted on that, which was basically just DACA. And then you got a little bit of money for the wall for, I think, about close to, what, $2
billion?
Right. I mean, it's going to cost closer to $12
billion. Exactly.
And neither of the other issues were really touched. So that bill was just not a good deal for the White House or Republicans.
Tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team
of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hey guys, pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-2380. That's 800-993-2380. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-993-2380. 800-993-2380.
We don't see color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, our president is in Davos, Switzerland. A bit icy there. If you've seen the pictures, probably just kind of a little bit of a background of maybe a little bit of a cold reception that he might get there, bringing a gospel to a group of people that belong to a church that... what the president has to share with them could be, you know, wrong gospel, wrong church, as they might say. Do we have Gabby with us now? Was she able to get connected with her? Not yet. Okay. We've got Gabby Mrangiello going to join us in just a moment. She's the political reporter for the Washington Examiner. And, of course, she's written and has been on top of what's going on there in Davos, Switzerland. The president got there last night. And the meetings are starting to take place, and already, as a prelude to his arrival, you sense the stiffening of backs and nerves toward this populist message that Donald Trump is bringing. But I think that because of his conviction and his belief in what he is doing, don't be surprised if some very positive things happen. As he mentioned before his departure, his intent is to come back with money to encourage decision makers and people who control businesses and employment and all this good stuff here that could be an advantage for America, that he's going to let them know that America is open for business. There was a minor 3-day shutdown But when you look at the past year and what is going on in America, record number in the stock market, unemployment rate at an all-time low, home ownership, all this good stuff, boy, I'll tell you, he has a lot of credibility behind him. Gabby Marangiello joins us now, as I mentioned, a political reporter for the Washington Examiner. Gabby, I was explaining to the audience, based on your article here, about the president's arrival in Davos, Switzerland. A bit icy there, because, after all, and I think only representative of the message that he's trying to bring to, you know, the elite resistance there at Davos, right?
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting venue for him to be at. I mean, he's delivering a major speech tomorrow. He's supposed to talk about bringing jobs back to America, the reduction of the corporate tax rate that has made the U.S. more competitive globally, and all of these things that tie into his America First agenda. But this isn't your typical crowd that President Trump is used to speaking to. I mean, this is a power brokers, top politicians, diplomats, people who are really resilient and resistant to that America First nationalist agenda. And so I think, seeing what kind of reception he receives tomorrow and how he handles that is going to be something to keep an eye on.
Well, being the deal maker that he is, Gabby, don't you think that though they may resist in concept, or at least in title, the America First ideal, I'm sure he brings with him plenty of empirical evidence that demonstrates when America is strong, the world is strong. That, it's a symbiotic relationship. That America has been lacking, and because we've fallen short, we've not helped our allies and we've not helped the rest of the world. But after this first year, with his ideas demonstrating that he's got wind to his back here, it's not like he's limping into Davos. I mean, he comes in. Yes, it's a bit of the wrong gospel, wrong church thing. But I think because of the strong evidence and what has happened in this past year in this country under his administration, he can come in with some confidence and maybe convince some of these leaders, these very stiff-necked leaders that might be part of an elite resistance.
Sure. I mean, I think we can expect him to touch on that. He's probably going to be talking a lot about what he's done on the foreign policy front in terms of leading, the effort to impose new international sanctions on North Korea and to counter aggression in Iran. And he'll certainly talk about, everything that he has done in the past year. And in a way, this is a good bit of preparation for the State of the Union address that he'll deliver next week. It's obviously a totally different crowd, but it is a moment where he gets to kind of go back and recount all of the things that he's accomplished, everything that he has done to boost America's image. But again, I do think that there's going to be some criticism no matter what he says in that speech tomorrow, because if you look at what polls are showing us and how some world leaders have responded to the Trump presidency, there's an argument to be made that he, in some ways, he's certainly strengthened the U.S. and our, war against terrorism and against ISIS and every other aspect. But in other ways, he has soured relationships with, key allies because of his style of leadership.
Mm-hmm. The key allies that he has soured the relationship would be which ones?
Well, I think that there's a bit of tension between him and Theresa May, the British Prime Minister, who he's meeting with this morning. They get along quite well, but there have been those moments. If you go back to just 2 months ago, I think it was, where he, sent off a bunch of anti-Muslim tweets that really got her fired up, where she came out and issued a statement that was, pretty unprecedented for the leader of the UK to reprimand the leader of the US like that. And it certainly happened with others as well. I think, his negotiations on trade have led to some tension between us and the Canadians, us and some of our partners in East Asia. So, yeah, I do think there's, he certainly has developed important relationships with many of these leaders. And in some ways he's been able to cultivate relationships that we didn't really see under the Obama administration. But I do think that one thing he has to be careful with is overestimating how close he is with some of these allies.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I believe, Gabby, that, you know, for some of these countries, whether it's Canada or Britain, where they were used to a certain type of management style, Donald Trump just does not fit that mold. But I think that what they're getting through, even with France's, president and others, is they're realizing that, they're kind of figuring out that, what you see is what you get with Donald Trump, that he is sincere and he's passionate, about the cause, for America. And, there's going to be some adjustments made because, heretofore, it hasn't been America first. And, whether on trade where, others were getting advantaged, over America, was costing us jobs and, causing us not to win, I guess it would be the bottom line of it all. And the thing is not so much that we win at the other's expense, but why can't we win-win? And I think that's what Donald Trump is trying to convey here. And in operation, they will find that it's better when we work together and that it can be a win-win proposition, don't you think?
Well, that's definitely what he's going to be talking about tomorrow. He's going to put a strong emphasis on his America First agenda, both at home and abroad. And I think we can certainly expect him to address that during those remarks.
Yeah, and as you say, this is going to be a little bit of a tune-up to the State of the Union, but very one-sided there. It's unlike the State of the Union, where at least he's going to have some support from his own party that will be in the building. But there, Davos, a little bit different, but in a lot of ways no different than what the other leaders. I can't imagine that Theresa May is going there and not thinking about Britain first and what would be to the advantage of, of England.
I'm sure that there are other leaders who have concerns as well, but I think President Trump is probably looked at as being the greatest fish out of water in this type of setting.
Exactly. Gabby Marangiello, thank you, Gabby.
Age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Money! Money! Money!
Money, you gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink 3 or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Get ready.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
And direct from Hollywood, the movie capital of the world, the one, the only, Steve the Movie Guy, Mr. Steve Evans. Steve-O, how you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm doing fine, thank you. So is Jumanji.
Jumanji, what is going on here, huh? They're hot.
Crazy. Jumanji, yeah. Welcome to the Jungle, number one again last weekend, making another $19.5 million. It's made probably $320 million so far in this country alone, probably the same worldwide. And this is crazy, a crazy number for what is essentially a remake of a movie which came out back in 1995. I mean, I thought it was going to do well.
Right.
I didn't think it was going to do this well.
I was right with you. Yeah, exactly. So still in number one. Number two, the movie I thought that was going to be number one, 12 Strong.
12 Strong, that's right. Yeah, making 15.8. We had the other new movie, Den of Thieves. That was number three, making about 15.2. Then The Post were number four, and Greatest Showman, rounding out the top five, which continues to roll along. It's made it 113 so far.
Yeah, I think I still love the movie. It's one that I can go back and see again, and it's just so well done. I mean, you come out of there with a good feeling and some good lessons and appreciation for for humanity.
Yeah, well, I mean, that alone, I think, is worth the price of admission, right?
Without a doubt. Yeah, good stuff.
Okay. Hey, if you are a Maze Runner fan, this weekend is for you, because we have the epic finale to the Maze Runner saga. I don't know whether you're familiar with this. I mean, the first one came out in 2014. It's based on a series of books by James Dashner, young adult books. And Maze Runner came out 2014, made about 350 worldwide, and then we had in 2015 Scorch Trials. That did well as well. And now it's been, two, 3 years since we've had a Maze Runner movie, and they say that this is going to be the finale. However, if this one does really well, there are three other books that they can work with.
Yeah, this will be a finale like a share tour. It'll just keep finaling.
Yeah, well, as long as you want a finale, that's true. This is called Maze Runner, The Death Cure. Now, in this epic finale to the Maze Runner saga, Thomas leads his group of escaped gladers on their final and most dangerous mission yet. Now, to save their friends, they must break into the legendary Last City, which is a WCKD-controlled labyrinth. WCKD is the organization they're fighting against. Not the local.
I thought it was a local wicked radio station or something.
I know, but when you hear those call letters, you just have to go WCKD.
Exactly.
Anyway, this is a labyrinth that may turn out to be the deadliest maze of all. Now, anyone who makes it out alive will get the answers to these questions the gladers have been asking since the first maze, and that's what is being promised in this particular movie. Maze Runner, The Cure, The Death Cure, it probably will be number one this weekend. I think it might make in the vicinity of about $26 million. Anyway, Hollywood Reporter says it's unlikely that this film will leave the fans wanting more. But there you go. It does well.
You never know.
Been a movie. I haven't seen a good Western in a long while. Have you?
No, it's been a while. What happened?
Well, we have one this weekend, which you...
Do you remember the old spaghetti Westerns? I'm not sure why they called them spaghetti Westerns.
Well, they were made over in Italy.
Oh, is that what it was? Okay, that's what it was,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now I can go to sleep at night. You have no idea how many restless nights I've had because spaghetti Westerns just somehow didn't seem to connect for me.
If we have accomplished anything this morning, well, that's it, I guess. We have Hostels this weekend. This is getting good reviews, 71% recommending. Now, this is set in 1892. This tells the story of a legendary army captain played by Christian Bale, who, after stern resistance, reluctantly agrees to escort a dying Cheyenne war chief, played by Wes Studi, and his family back to the tribal lands. Now, making this harrowing and perilous journey from Fort Behringer, an isolated army post in New Mexico, to the grasslands of Montana, the former rivals encounter a young widow, played by Rosamund Pike, whose family was murdered on the plains. Now, together, they must join forces to overcome the punishing landscape, hostile Comanche, and vicious outliers that they encounter along the way. I don't know whether you've been to New Mexico or Montana or been to this territory.
Well, of course.
It's absolutely beautiful out there, and that's what I think this could be appearing in.
The big skies of Montana. Are you kidding me? Oh,
it's
gorgeous.
Great. Wall Street Journal says this is a harshly beautiful film. 71% are recommending Hostels this weekend, so you might want to check that out. We have another movie, which is starring Dakota Fanning, which is really kind of an interesting idea here. We have Dakota playing this young autistic woman who runs away from her caregiver in order to boldly go and deliver her 500-page Star Trek script to a writing competition in Hollywood. Now, this is an adventure, according to the press release, an adventure full of laughter and tears. Wendy, played by Dakota Fanning, follows the guiding spirit of Mr. Spock on her journey into the unknown, living by the quote, "It is there for us to conquer, not to fear," which I guess is a Spock quote, not being quite familiar with that. Anyway, Dakota Fanning is starring Toni Collette also in this movie, and 60% are recommending Please Stand By. And if you're into folk music, we have American Folk coming out this weekend. They're saying, if you remember the movie Once, which came out some time ago,
I think this
is kind of a hillbilly Once.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, it was filmed in over 3,500 miles in 14 states. You have these real-life musicians, Joe Purdy and Amber Rubarth. They star as two strangers, both folk musicians, whose fate become intertwined after their plane is grounded in California following the September 11th attacks. So they have to get back to New York, so they embark on this cross-country journey in a 72 Chevy van, and along the way they find solace in their mutual love of classic folk songs and raise their voices with everyday people that they meet on the road. It sounds like a fun movie, especially
yeah, it could be fun.
Folk music, definitely.
Could you imagine the shock for these poor people? I mean, they probably felt like, you know, they fell out of space, they end up in California.
Yeah.
What happened?
They're traveling across the country. American Folk out this weekend, 75% recommending. Another movie called Like Me, which is getting pretty good reviews too, 67% recommending this one. You have a reckless loner played by Addison Timlin, who sets out on a crime spree that she broadcasts on social media. She releases a video of herself robbing a convenience store, and all of a sudden she amasses a huge following. I guess this is indicative of the age we're living in. Anyway, while traveling along the coast, she encounters this drifter, an internet troll, a paint-huffing outsider. They're all pulled into her circus of chaos, junk food, and drugs. The movie is called Like Me, being released this weekend. And then a movie, which I'm not sure it's playing anywhere near anybody, but it looks
probably near you, because you're the only place on the planet that plays these independent and obscure type movies.
I'm not sure this is even playing near me. It's called Bucky and the Squirrels.
Oh, but you wanted to.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know where it's playing, but I would really like to see it, because it takes, you know, back in 1968, you have this one-hit wonder rock band from Appleton, Wisconsin. They vanish in a plane crash somewhere in the Swiss Alps, okay? Mm-hmm. So now it's 50 years later, and the aircraft has just been discovered, and the squirrels are still inside. they're frozen alive.
Hmm.
After they return home, they're thawed out, and they have to struggle to return to their former selves. Well, the IRS comes along and arrests them for owing a half a century of back taxes.
Oh, leave it to the IRS. Boy, I'll tell you, ever since Lois Lerner came along, you just can't have fun with the IRS anymore, you know?
To stay out of prison, the squirrels have to prove that they can pay the money back by convincing the government that they're capable of performing once again. Unfortunately, they're not.
Well, 50 years, you miss a lot of chords along the way, and I know you can't even, you know, and of course Willie Nelson's got his own problems with the IRS, so he's not about to share a bus with you. So you're kind of like on the outside looking in here, huh?
I think so. It's a problem. Bucky and the Squirrels. You might be able to find that somewhere.
Bucky and the Squirrels, huh? Okay. Well, you know, it's like the thing is about some of this music. Let me tell you, we're going to take a little detour here. As I mentioned, I kind of warned you about this because Scott and I were discussing this, that you know how sometimes, you know, music, it gets in your head and you're like, it invariably it starts in the morning and at 3 o'clock in the morning, you're waking up and that tune is still there, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And Scott has discovered the cure for that. And I didn't even know there was a cure for it other than, you know, somehow your brain just went neutral here. So it's almost like a Men in Black kind of mind erase deal. And these people that are experts that have done these studies, Steve-O, they've determined there is a countermanding sound that will neutralize your brain to where you can go to sleep.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I can hardly wait to hear.
This is it. I mean, here in the background, Scott, explain it. You're the expert on this.
They said the People's Court theme is the thing to take any song out of your head because it's nondescript and it's catchy enough that your brain picks up on it, and then it doesn't retain it. So,
isn't that cool? See,
that's interesting. It's nondescript, so you're not going to be thinking about the People's Court theme for the rest of the day.
But it just kind of just neutralizes the brainwaves, I guess, in such a way. Hey, this is almost as good as spaghetti westerns. I mean, we're right on top of it.
We're blazing new trails.
Yeah, I'm telling you, but I still am confused about spaghetti. Why would we do western? There's just something seems to be a little bit wrong to do a western in Italy.
Well, if you've been to Italy or places like Spain over there in Europe, there are a lot of places look a lot like, you know, they look a lot like the American West.
Mm-hmm.
And so they thought, hey, it's a lot cheaper to do over here. And also the director of those movies happened to be Italian. So they thought, okay, let's do it in Italy. And that's why they're called the Spaghetti Westerns. And of course, if you remember that back that far, they were incredibly successful back then.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I was wondering where now like I said, I can go to sleep at night. I've got the music cleared out of my brain, the Men in Black kind of brain erase, you know, music.
I suppose you can find that on the internet, right?
Yeah, that's where Scott's got the power. I mean, he's got it. He's got it all together here. Keeps us all out of trouble. Steve Evans, the movie guy, giving us the rundown on what is and what will be when it comes to the big screen. Steve-O, as always, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Have a great weekend.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's an open